Welcome back to Love Island.
Today's Love Island episode is presented by the ticket app SeatGeek.
Live events are back, and if you're looking for tickets to anything, sports, concerts, whatever, make sure to download SeatGeek and use the promo code TMG for $20 off your first purchase. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hi, welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. Hello.
Just waking up the trend.
Yeah. This is my form of like an ice bath.
Yeah.
I just fucking to get my muscles to wake up in the morning.
Hello.
Before I lift. This is my pre-workout. That sounded kind of dope.
Yeah. That's what I like to do on bench to make sure I'm...
Oh, see? Sometimes I do it so hard that I, like, my back muscles tear.
Oh, damn. I kind of like to smack it up before I bench.
Yeah.
Make sure the nipples are hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you don't want to look like it's not, like, turning you on a little bit, you know?
No. You want to look like it's, like...
It's, like, arousing you. Otherwise, people don't think you're taking it serious.
Yeah. You got to look like you want to fuck the machine.
Yes, exactly.
Or the barbell.
Yeah.
It needs to be like a relationship.
Yeah, that's why I do those like hip ones.
Yeah.
Where you move your legs like this, you know?
The puss machines?
The puss machine, yeah.
You can sit with your hands behind your back and make eye contact with people.
Exactly. Just working my kegs. What's up? I'm working my kegels.
Working out my small balls. Working out my small balls this morning. Anyways, yeah, Love Island.
Yeah.
You notice how none of those guys work out?
Every time I make a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Faye sucks.
Faye is emotionally abusive. Teddy didn't deserve that.
He really didn't. He didn't, though.
Kind of disgusting that the producers didn't do anything about it.
Seriously.
And no one in the villa.
Anyways.
Wanted to deal with it. If you're just listening on audio, we're slapping our titties.
Like just fun bags.
Everyone driving listening to this is like, oh, I know. I can tell.
Oh, yeah, no. We fully are aware. We're visualizing that right now.
Hollow ass titty.
My shit's melting.
Yeah. That's all right, man. You just need another cycle.
I know.
Just on the down cycle. Yeah, it's okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, Love Island this week. Potentially Love Island's darkest week.
Darkest.
I would say. There was more drama this week than, like, the past season combined.
Mm-hmm.
The past one season combined with itself. Wouldn't make any sense.
It just confused the hell out of me.
I said there was more drama than the last season combined, but that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's all right.
There was more season than the last three seasons combined. More drama, I mean. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? My synapses are fucked up.
Yeah, I was thinking back to... So I commented last week, I thought they showed video, and they did do that on season one and two. They would go to the club, and then they would show... they would take the dudes... Oh, it was so weird in season one... Or maybe it was season two, they take all the guys and they go to a club and then they film them in the club and then their girls at the villa get to see them in the club. Wait, it was like an early version of Castle Amor.
Like at a public club?
Yeah, like on like wherever the house was, they would take the dudes.
Oh, wow. It was really, like Jersey Shore style?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was really weird because there was a dude who, I think he was on other reality TV shows, and he was English, but he was American.
Okay.
So he was like this, like he, in the middle of all the, you know, just like, I really, fuck off. This straight, regular American dude, like, what's up? It's like the bit we were doing. I completely forgot about this guy. He's like, I'm going to take the boys for a sick night out. We're going to leave the villa. It's going to be proper banging. And like he takes them to the club, and they're all just like dancing in 4K. It was something like that, and they showed
that was the second season.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like the way they brought this back.
What's
on
good?
Steroids.
I'm Corey. I'm gonna take my boys to One Oak tonight.
See who's got the chat.
Yeah.
honestly, my boy's a bit of a waste man right here, but you know, we're gonna see how he gets down.
Yeah,
it's hard to do the fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you even start with?
Well,
all
let's
this?
Let's explain what the drama was.
Yeah.
So Casa Amor is, you know, if you're not watching the show, we'll do a quick explanation of it. Casa Amor is when all the guys go to a separate house and they get a whole new set of girls. And then all the girls get a whole new set of guys in the old house, and they spend like 5 days with them.
Yeah.
And then they got to figure out whether or not they're going to come back with a new person or stick with the person that they were with in the old house.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the recoupling was pretty dramatic. We talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
But then what ensued afterwards was way better. The drama just like steamed up.
I didn't think they could. You know, they heard us. They heard us talking shit. They heard everyone talking shit.
Yeah.
It's got to be boring the last few. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's stir this up.
Yeah.
Let's fuck it up.
Yeah.
You know what the craziest part about this is? Not that it's about the money, because it is definitely about finding love.
Yes, exactly. Of course.
But Faye's an ultra bozo.
Yeah.
Because if she just rolled with the punches on that and played the game a little bit and put her pride to the side, they would have won.
Oh, yeah.
Faye and Teddy, that was it.
No, Lillian, or Millie and Liam are going to win.
I don't think they'll win.
They're going to win, dude.
I don't think so.
I think people love them.
Maybe, but I...
Like, their whole comeback story is so good. Dare I say it, it's extremely cute.
Yeah.
It is. It's fucking adorable. It is. You could tell he's, like, so remorseful, and she's just keeping him... you know, hanging on by a thread, sort of, and he's just like, come on. And then every time she's like, all right, yeah, you can sleep in bed with me, he's like, fuck yeah.
There's something really cute when a man makes a mistake and emasculates himself. And
yeah, it is.
Begins
cute.
To act like a 6-year-old.
It's adorable.
I've queened up all the toys. Can I see the pussy today? Mommy, I made breakfast. Can I have a kiss and then a sniff of your pussy?
Wait, can we look at something real fast?
Actually, a 6-year-old British kid would be like, I fucking, pour me another pint of the fucking.
Hold on. I want to send you this. Hold on.
Let me see your furry cat hole, your fucking twat.
Let me see your twat hole. Is that a word? Twat hole?
No.
Millie, would you like some sausage?
That's what Liam would be saying.
Oh, Millie, would you like some sausage with cheese and eggs?
Here, Luke, can you put this up?
It's just porn. Oh, let's take a look at this. Luke, can you put this up?
Oh, how crazy is this?
What's this got to do with the show, man?
Oh, nothing. I thought it was a sick clip. Yeah, I thought it was a sick clip.
The dude's dick kind of looks like Liam's.
Dude, look at how hard he's pounding her.
Bet that's what Liam would do to her.
Oh, 18 plus. Maybe this is porn.
What are we watching, dude?
Well, this just reminded me of what... It's not safe for work.
Wifey goals? Daddy sticker chart. Oh, yeah, punch in on this.
Zoom in.
Okay. All right. Wash dishes, 12-pack of your favorite beer.
That, on the right side is the reward he gets for doing this each task 6 times.
He puts the toilet seat down and he...
No nagging for a week.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Those eyebrows, I don't think she can resist.
Dude, the best part is that the bottom one is the reward is a BJ. And it's clean up, throw up, and he's done it 6 times. That was the first one. He banged that one out.
My man is an alcoholic, dude. What? How often is he puking? Clean up, throw up?
The kids throw up. Clean up your own throw up?
I thought it's just this man is just getting fucking shithoused every day.
Wait, 6 more until I get a BJ. Blah. I could do that in the next 2 hours.
Scooping his puke with his own hand. Into his fucking shirt.
Bail clean it. 10 shots. 10 shots.
Oh, man. Vacuum car seats.
Don't have to go to what? Annoying kid's birthday party.
I would be vacuuming the shit out of the car. That's the one I would have all six done.
This is so sad. Change blowout diaper. Naked hula dance from yours truly. Babe, nice work.
You're like,
he's puking.
I want a BJ. Blah.
Babe, check it out. Pick up the hula dance.
Well, speaking of kids, I'm glad they're not doing the stupid-ass baby challenge for the last week.
Oh, don't jinx it, because they might. It's not the last week. It's the last 2 weeks now.
Oh, I hope they don't do that.
I hope they don't do that
either. The baby thing is not entertaining.
I know. I always hate it. You know what it is? It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah, to watch.
No, to hear.
And that too.
Humans have like a natural, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Annoyance.
Attraction.
Or no.
Desire.
Opposite of that. Like to a
interesting.
A baby crying sound. Yeah. We are like naturally alert to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it annoys us because we want to fix it.
I see.
So like hearing that on TV in a show you love, mm-hmm, for an hour straight.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's firing up your daddy senses.
Exactly. Yeah. It's firing up my daddy sticker chart senses. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
So...
what they did, because we didn't really explain what they did.
Yeah, sorry.
Basically, they did a movie night. It's like a moving, what do they call it?
Yeah, they said it was a movie night, and so they all thought they were going to like eat popcorn and watch a movie.
That's some clever name for it.
Oh, I forget.
It was like
cinema.
Something mad or...
cinema.
Yeah, whatever.
Silly cinema.
They do a movie night, and the movie night is a bunch of clips, and so they're playing some sex-based game. No one's spitting in the mouth this time, but it's them trying to, you know, it's sex trivia. How many orgasms occur in the world?
And, yeah.
You know, how many people are having sex at any given moment, that type of stuff.
They were like consulting interview questions for absolute horn dogs.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you walked into like a consulting interview for like McKinsey or something like that, and they're like, all right, how many people are fucking right now?
Well, it depends.
Depends.
Seasonally.
We definitely could be.
Excuse me?
I don't know how many total, but we could add to that.
How many people are fucking right now? A lot.
Yeah. Plenty.
It's like a ton.
Yeah.
So they do this movie night, or they're answering these questions, and every time one team gets it right, they get to pick from a list.
Here it is. Nice work.
Yeah. And so the best one...
they get to pick from a list of video titles.
Yeah. And the best one, it was something like Jake the Snake or like the Great Jake Escape,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
And they show a clip of him egging on all the dudes.
That's what it is, by the way. Each video is a clip from the show from the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so it's like always the guys talking alone, and they're playing in front of everyone. So yeah. You get to see, like, the girls get to see what the guys actually are thinking and saying, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievably embarrassing and cringeworthy. Sorry, I keep going.
No, it's fine. It's super uncomfortable. Like, one of the highlights is Liam having a three-way kiss, and you could see him shitting bricks.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was so funny, like, the best part about all this is how much Toby has evolved, and he's becoming the one who like starts to give advice when he was the bozo at the beginning of the fucking season.
He said that in the
he was like the student becomes the master.
Teacher. Yeah.
Then he cut himself off. He's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I still have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
But the best is when Liam it shows that clip, and then everyone's like, you didn't tell her. He's like, no, didn't. She didn't fucking ask. And the best was they cut to Toby, and Toby's like, Liam.
I know. It's like, dude.
You didn't tell her. That's when you know you fucked up.
You don't
up.
Have the best moral compass yeah, either, brother. Yeah. All right?
But you know it's bad.
Liam, come on. Yeah, exactly.
Toby's like, yeah. Liam.
It's like, damn, Toby disapproves?
Yeah.
I really goofed on this one, didn't I?
You saw Liam turn to a ghost as soon as he said, you didn't tell her. He's like, oh, fuck.
I don't fucking like cats.
I don't fucking like cats. And then other highlight. So the two main highlights was, you know, Jake being outed as egging on all the dudes.
And I, you know what? I was wondering when it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like he got away with some shit there.
He definitely got
away. He did. It was like he got back. Everything was cool with him and Liberty. Everyone else was in trouble. And he just completely slid under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said shit to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this has to... The producers are going to air this out at some point.
Yeah.
I wonder when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And right as soon as I saw his name on that list, I was like, oh, it's going
it's
down.
It's a wrap.
And sure enough, they play the clip of him egging every single other guy on in the villa, telling them to basically cheat on their girls.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, if I was you, I'd be in here having fun. And all his like explanation for it, oh, I just say have fun. I just, come on.
Dude, that guy was red as a tomato when that clip was playing.
Oh, here we go.
Look at him, dude.
Dude, he looks like, oh, what's our boy on TikTok who's like...
Yeah, the fucking stress face.
His eyes are bulging red. Bro, he looks like a snake right there.
I know, he does.
He's looking...
I felt it through the screen. I felt how much he wanted to just like disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is horrifying.
Look, even Teddy's face is like, oh shit,
yeah,
brother.
They're all like, oh my god,
you are done, you are out of here. And then, so then it shows Teddy talking to Clarice, saying that he's got a sexual attraction to her, and that, you know, set Faye off. And personally, I feel half of her, you know, half of her motivation for like getting all outraged was she was trying to, I feel like deflect. Cause when it showed her flirting and talking all nasty to the other dude, Sam, talking about like, oh, sleeping in my bed. Would you like to sleep in my bed and all that? She's like laughing and cackling and
hers was way worse.
Debatably.
Not only that, but the fact that it showed the clip of her saying Teddy wasn't funny.
Oh, that too, yeah.
It's like, that is way worse. It's like, if you're going to cheat and I find out about that, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, don't talk shit about my personality if you're fucking in a couple with me.
Yeah.
Like, that would have hurt me way more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, she just like, so she was like trying to laugh and like, you know, she was acting childish about it. It was all giggles. It's all jokes when, you know.
Oh, I was cringing so hard at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's her. You can tell, like, when she gets embarrassed.
That's her
defense. It's like this wall of, like, emotion to, like, make it seem the complete opposite thing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's in the power position.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, it's like, you should just sack up and feel a little bit embarrassed here. This is...
Yeah.
This is way worse for you than it is for Teddy.
I mean, she's just got a ton of pride, you could tell. Like, there's no way. Even the clip for the current episode, like, today... Or whenever the episode that's coming out, she's like, "Oh, I want to say sorry, but I don't want Teddy to think that I'm okay with what he did."
And it's like he didn't do anything.
He
literally didn't do shit.
Yeah.
When he was like, when he was like, no, I never said I had a sexual connection with her. I said I'm sexually attracted to her. I'm sexually attracted to a lot of women. Yeah. I was like, I mean, that's just, hey, you got owned.
Yeah, it's just, it's a reality show.
Yeah.
You're mad at a guy for saying he has a sexual attraction on a reality show?
Where it's the cast are supposed to be hot.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll get into this in a bit, but like, shout out to Carrington, by the way, for coming out to the, you know, to our live show on the ship. Yeah. He told me some things about the show, which, you know, it doesn't ruin anything, but it definitely, it's nothing. Yeah. It's nothing you wouldn't expect. Or it's everything you would expect, but like to the degree that he describes it, you can only imagine what's going on here. So that's the part where I can't for the life of me imagine why she couldn't be cool. Why we have to see our boy half naked? All right, fair. I mean, we don't need this. Okay. I don't need to be reminded.
Thanks, man. Yeah, exactly. By the way, here's how hot this guy is, by the way.
Hanging out with him feels bad, by the way.
I know. He walked in and I was like, are you sure you're in the right place?
Yeah.
I, like, I think the modeling things down the street are like...
Yeah, that the orgy scene is down a couple doors. I think you're in the wrong part of the show.
Your jaw is way too tight for this building, dude. That's way too sick. I've never... Yeah. Nah, I think you're looking for somewhere else.
I think we put you in the wrong place, man. We're looking for our friend Carrington. I think you might have stepped into the beam instead of him.
Yeah.
I don't think it was you. But, I just can't, like, it makes her reaction that much worse to me is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just knowing how influenced some of these things are on the show.
Like, and what?
All right, so fuck it. We'll just get into it.
Before you do, I'm going to say this about Faye. I think the other reason was that she didn't want to be with Teddy, but she didn't have the balls to just be like, hey.
Exactly, yeah.
You're not funny. We don't, like she was saying to the other girls, she was like, yeah, I'm not going to bring him home to my family because they're just not going to get along.
I just.
It's like that's a huge, obviously her gut's telling her this isn't going to work. And so she's looking subconsciously for a reason to end it. And then that happened, and she was like, that's my reason, and I'm just going to make a huge deal about this.
Yeah.
And she did that, even though she didn't want to be with Teddy.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I felt, is like she just doesn't want to take responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be responsible for hurting someone, doesn't want to be responsible for the breakup.
Yeah.
Doesn't really want to be responsible for some of her own actions. It's just like, all right, bro. Like,
yeah.
Come on. And so, Carrington was telling me that a strange part of his experience on the show was like, you know, obviously the producers talked to him and you know that, but he was like, it's very like exaggerated, like the way they do it. Like he was saying like when they went to Castle Amor as a group, they were like, nah, we're not going to really engage. Like we'll chill, but we'll hang. But he didn't go into too many details, but the producers were like, no, you're gonna fuck around.
Okay.
So I think one thing they did, he said, was they killed the drink minimum.
Oh, okay.
So like,
so they just people like, sauced up.
So that was that clip on, like you could tell in the footage.
You could tell Carrington was fucked up.
They were off. That's what he was saying. He was like, when I went back and watched that, he was like freaking out because he didn't even remember doing that. And that's why Johnny was so weird the next day, because he blacked out. And so when they were like, dude, like you did all this bad shit. He's like, what are you talking about? Like he legit was just had no clue. So like when you, and I remember that, I remember watching Castle Amor in that season going, dude, there's like straight up bottles everywhere. Like they don't do that normally. So another thing he told me was what's really bizarre is the producers will straight run out on set and they'll go up to you and be like, she told us XYZ about you, go talk to her.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, like,
I mean,
which is,
I figured something like that has to be happening because the amount that they pull each other for chats is just so unnatural. Like,
right.
The natural thing to do is like click off with your friends and just spend all day with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't go around just being like, hey, can we talk one on one?
Yeah.
No one likes to talk one on one. It's fucking worse.
Yeah.
And they do it all fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you want to,
yeah,
can I take you away from this fun conversation and we can go have a serious chat?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you ever do that?
So it when you think about it that way, one, it makes you wonder like what bug they put in Jake's ear to get him all like, maybe they're like, nah, she's never going to see any of this, which would be fucking evil, right? Yeah. And then they turn it around and I'm like, nah, we're going to show him.
Yeah.
But also, again, it's just, if they know that and they're seeing that happen all day, why is Faye even acting crazy? Like,
yeah.
How easy is it to be like, ah, they probably told him to like get into it. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I understand like playing it up for the camera, but like that, and then it just went on for the whole fucking episode and no one did shit.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know, that was shitty.
Like no one talked to Faye?
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
hey, this is weird.
I mean, Dale tried to, and then Matt, they were both like, the fuck is your deal? Like, yeah. That's way too much.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, Teddy's just not a confrontational dude. So when she's like with the middle finger and all that, he's like,
well,
what?
He's just like totally, I don't know, she's super heated.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell he's just completely like emotionless. He's just thinking about like the way it went down.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just didn't do anything wrong. I can't like.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, again, it's a reality show.
Yeah.
So like just that again, her that reaction is so ridiculous. The people on Twitter were like, oh, you could tell she was emotionally abused, like, which may be true. And they're saying she needs therapy, which may be true. And I'm not knocking that, but I don't think that's like pure justification for why. I mean, like someone should have stepped in.
Yeah.
That should not have gone on.
No, but
long.
I think, like I said, I think the real reason was she just didn't want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She didn't want to deal with, like, I guess, like the emotional weight of actually just breaking it off.
Yeah,
with
that's
because
true.
He really liked her.
Yeah, that's true.
And they were like a strong couple.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And she knew deep down it wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so to deflect and put it on him and make it his fault made it way easier.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a way of like avoiding.
That's true. Yeah.
And the sadness and the other shitty emotions that come with.
And all her, like, him trying to engage her, like, aggressive, like, no, get the fuck out, get the fuck away. It's 100% deflection.
Hey, guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
By the way, we've all been in relationships like that where you're like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, everyone.
I know it's not going to work, so let's just like hope she cheats on me. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever had that?
I'm really trying to think. Not like.
I've definitely had that before.
Not hope, nah.
It's like I'm a bitch. I don't want to break up with her. I don't want.
I've never, nah.
Can you just cheat on me? I'm a pussy. I'm not strong enough to do this, so just fucking fuck another guy. Make it easy for me. Come on. Please. Exactly. I'm
right.
Pretty sure everyone has been there like at least one time where you don't want to do the hard work. You don't want to like, because no matter what, you're still like, you still feel shit for each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like someone's going to get hurt. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so like, just come on.
I can
cheat. It's fine.
I can honestly say I've never been in that scenario where I would hope. I would say I've been pretty decent about being upfront with people.
Yeah, that's fair.
I definitely get it. Like the not wanting to do it part.
Yeah.
You know, just fucking, ugh, yeah.
So yeah, I think she just wanted to get out of it. And now you can tell she's like, I want to say sorry, but I don't want to be back in a couple.
Yeah. Well, no, I think she wants to get back with him.
She does?
Yeah. Okay. That was like, that's what the clip was suggesting. So I guess that's another part where I think it's tough. Because why does she want to get back with him all of a sudden? Because now she's jealous?
Yeah.
Because the new girl came in? Mm-hmm. Ugh. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Mess.
And she went straight for Teddy.
Yeah.
And fucking Matt. What a weirdo. That guy is so just nothing.
Someone gave me shit for saying his accent was weird, and they connected that to him being Scottish. No, it's not. The dude said he lived in California for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I specified that you could tell there's weird American influence in the way he talks a little bit.
Yeah.
Every third word, I think,
yeah,
oh, this dude is from Hermosa Beach.
Yeah.
And then he's always reminding
us. He's Irish, by the way.
No.
He said that in the last
episode. Is he Irish? I thought he was Scottish.
Yeah, on the date.
Can we confirm?
He said he was Irish. Ireland. Oh, by the way, wait. Let's just confirm this first.
Oh, he's
in Ireland.
Sorry. He's Irish.
I just don't know how he's still on the show. I'm like, how the fuck? Like, the camera's on you for like 2 seconds every episode, and it's you just like smiling like that, and you say two words every episode.
He's also got a tiny forehead.
He does.
Like, really,
pretty sick, honestly.
Yeah, just little
forehead. As a man, that's kind of a dope thing to have.
To have small forehead?
It means your hairline's super low. You know?
So when you start balding.
A long time to go bald. You can bald for 5 years and still look like you haven't started balding yet.
That shit is crazy, man. It just takes...
You have a five head, yeah, because I've been balding for 10 years.
or all the hair falls out, and now it's just a weird, like, you got a predator head. Not predator, like Aliens versus Predator. Okay. Like the aliens from that, like, that's your forehead now.
Okay.
Like, it looks super long.
Yeah.
Because your head.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway.
Wait, so go to the Irish slang real fast.
Oh, we're doing that?
Yeah, I want to just to see. We can
wait,
do a couple.
Wait, real quick, because in the recoupling, we didn't highlight this shit. Hugo.
Oh, yeah.
Scon.
Oh, yeah. Did we not?
We didn't even talk about that.
Did we not?
Yeah.
Good riddance, dude. Get out of there.
The fact that the producers said that they had to try to get them to kiss 5 times. That's even crazier that on a show where it's like super orchestrated, everyone's there to bone, and they're going up to him being like, all right, pull her for a chat. She said she wants to kiss
you.
Yeah,
we literally talked to her. She said she wants to kiss you. So all you got to do is just go in for it. I swear she said that. I swear.
On God.
Yeah, on my grandma.
Attempt number two.
No, they sit down. All right, then. Good to chat with you. No, no, no,
no,
no.
What
are
you
doing?
Get back out there. Get back out there.
Get the fuck back out there, dude. Spank him. Get out there, sport. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Sits down.
So, what's your favorite color then? All right, thank you.
No. What are you doing?
By like attempt number three, they're like, all right, this is a clip from her phone. Okay. I want to fuck Hugo. All right. It's there.
Literally, all he has to do is go in for it, and I will suck that man's face right off his body.
I will give him knob.
Yeah, I will suck his dick.
Right. So, little bird tells me you want to suck me off.
Fucking God, dude.
What are you... Looks like my Love Island journey has finally started.
Shut up, dude.
Hugo, come here.
Just kiss her, dude. What are you doing?
Okay.
Why are you running your mouth? Just do it.
You're kind of going 0 to 100. Let's start with the kiss, then we'll get to the knob, okay? All right? Let's just move slow.
Right. So maybe we move slowly, then eventually you suck my knob in the bed.
All right. All right, forget just the knob.
Do not say a word. Go over there, be totally silent, and just do this. That's all you got to do, this. That's it. Close your eyes and just lean forward a little bit. That's all you got to do.
Push your lips out. Just a little.
Just a little bit. No, you don't have to do that. Just fall forward
a little bit.
She'll catch you with her face.
Job done. Fuck. No. Check that off the list.
All right, so this week.
Fucking. I told you, Barry. Yeah, I told you I'd do it.
Talking to the producers.
Yeah. They're like, dude.
Grabbing the camera.
Oh, fuck off then. Job done. Fuck all of you watching at home. How about that? I'll kiss all you.
That explains why their kiss was so weird.
Yeah.
5 attempts, bro? That's like, come on.
Yeah. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. You know, like when they were getting down to eliminations, they're like, all right, so everyone's voting. We're getting rid of one couple. People responsible for Hugo are like,
we're getting rid of 2. Getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so he's out. And there was actually a clip of him on his Instagram answering questions.
No way. What'd he say?
And he answers one, and he's like...
Yeah, can we pull that up, Luke?
I don't know. I don't know if it's out there. It's fucking him going... He's like, so funny. It's like, did anyone like touch your wood or something like that?
Okay.
He's like, all right, straight to it. No one touched my wood, but Love Island was so nice to give us our own.
And he shows a condom.
Okay.
And then he's like,
I didn't get to use mine.
Which is just like, we know.
Yeah.
Like, but I guess the real question is, did anyone get to use theirs?
What are you, fucking 15?
Nerd.
They were having sex at the party.
On the show about having sex.
Cool, man. Yeah, sick. How do you fumble it that bad, bro?
I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Now he can't go back to being a teacher, but he can't be an influencer either.
I mean, he can be.
A teacher?
No, an influencer. He can't be a teacher anymore, for sure. You try to work. You try to come back, and they're like, "No,
yeah,
you're not a role model."
What?
Are you kidding me?
You're not a role model. Yeah, you can't even kiss.
Yeah, we want these kids to grow up to be like cool. Half of these kids have already kissed each other. What, like,
Hugo? How do these kids have more game than you? More kids doing finger blasting in our parking lot than you've ever done. You've never finger blasted in this parking lot. Literally, students, faculty, everyone is finger blasted except you.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. You're the only one that hasn't fucked another teacher here. You know that? we're all fucking all the time. We go to these swinger parties on the weekend. We don't even invite you because we know you won't do shit. You'll stand in the corner on your phone.
No, you'll just be standing around talking.
Yeah.
While people are having sex.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice, right?
That's nice.
I wouldn't know.
Hopefully they're using a condom. This is the one I got from Love Island, by the way. Anyway. Look at that picture.
Bruh.
So are they still dating outside the house?
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely.
Really?
Not.
So that was completely fabricated.
She said on a... Yeah.
Hugo's terrible with women. Amy attacks Hugo in the most awkward after-sun interview. Oh my God, play that. Play that shit. I know it's in the article, isn't it? Or no?
I mean, I think Hugo's just terrible with women. I just don't even know what to say.
What happened then? What changed? Because
oh my God. So he's on that Zoom call.
Yeah. Yeah, that man. That man. Oh, they set him up for failure. Oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah, this one's a 30-second clip, the one I sent you.
I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for the guy, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad because they purposely cast one person like this every single time. They purposely do this.
I think Hugo's just terrible with women. I just don't even know what to say.
What happened then? What changed? Because it was going well. Then you returned to the villa, and you heard Hugo just say they're like kind of things... changed a little bit. I think he thought it was kind of seen from both sides.
I think to sum it up, Hugo says that he wants to stay true to himself. Mm-hmm. Can you not be true to everyone else at the same time?
What is that
referring to?
Who knows, but yes. I feel bad for the guy now. You know, I'm still going to make fun of him a little bit, but yeah. I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I mean... that's what I mean. It's like they pick one person to be that like kind of nice guy punching bag every single season.
But they never make it this far. I feel
they never make it this far.
He made it way too long.
Way too far.
He's supposed
to
be
like when he was getting voted out, everyone like no one was sad. They were like, yeah, I think it's like long overdue. At this point it's like this is your time, dude. Nothing else is gonna happen in here for you, brother.
It's been your time, my guy. He's looking at like, boys, save me.
Good to see you, man. Seriously, yeah, it's been super real. Yeah. We'll catch up after, but I think you should definitely take off. You're too drunk, dude. We got you an Uber.
Hey, bro. Yeah, your Uber's here.
Yeah, man. Peace.
I know you're wondering, how do we get an Uber all the way out of here? We figured out a way.
We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to take you straight to the airport. You don't even have to quarantine. They just want you out of here. They don't want you anywhere near anyone.
There's a helicopter landing next door.
Yeah.
And they're just going to take you, they're going to scoop you and take you right back to London. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can just quarantine there for like the next 14 years. Yeah. Everyone's saying just don't go outside.
Oh,
he's going to have a bad time, man.
Guy.
But you know, who knows? We should go to his Instagram and see if he's getting any simp comments.
Yeah. Go to his Instagram. There it is right there. He's got 389,000 followers.
All right.
So pretty sizable audience.
What do these comments look like, man? Right? They're calling him hubby.
Loved you in Love Island. Be true to yourself. Sick of everyone dragging Faye. Love Chloe.
Well,
it's like, sick. That's not me. Neither of those people are me, and this is my Instagram.
Most cringe person ever be on this show. Damn.
Jesus fuck.
Damn.
That's rough.
That's mean. Lads Holiday, Amy was 110% right about you. Okay.
Aww.
All right. Keep going. Thought you were absolutely sensational. You stayed true to yourself.
I'm not sure it was sensational. Pretty strong word.
And that was the main thing. You should never compromise, mate. Bro, stop trying to cozy up to him to promote whatever supplement brand you got. Those are like the random people that comment on like 6ix9ine's Instagram. You tell them.
Yeah, yeah.
Look out for your family. Also, promote my merch. Damn.
Go to the most recent picture. Is that it?
Yeah, this is it.
Go to the second one. What is he even doing there? Oh, that was right before he went on to After Sun. Oh, no.
Jesus, dude.
I may or may not have found love in the villa, but at least this one's head didn't turn whilst I was away.
Yeah.
Best thing about Hugo is his dog.
Worst contestant I've watched on Love Island. Oh, honestly, you was so annoying in the villa. You didn't go in there for love, so stop lying. Don't think Hugo knows what he wants 100%. Okay.
That's all you will have, mate. I think you should stick with dogs, lay off women for a while. Oh my god.
You weren't really looking love, methinks, okay? You don't know how to spell. You didn't try, LOL. I love all these people saying this shit like they wouldn't be awkward as hell on this show.
Oh yeah, I know.
like
they would go into it actually trying to find love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why are people mad at him for that? Dude, you lied to us, man.
We thought
that you went in there for finding a real connection, and you lied. You went in there to hook up with hot girls? What are you doing?
Headline, reality TV show contestant doesn't actually give a shit about finding love.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, doesn't show true intentions. Really? Really? Holy heck.
Surprise, Catherine Abbey. No one is trying to find love on that show.
You're telling me that not everyone that goes on The Bachelor is looking to get married in 2 months?
What?
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 What? You're telling me they're just trying to get in front of a million people?
What?
What?
Yeah, so I kind of feel bad for the guy, you know. We clown him a lot, but he didn't ask for the pain. Like, yeah, he sucked, but we also needed him. You know?
Yeah. No, yeah, we needed him.
He was
a necessary evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good entertainment, man. He's just playing a character.
All right, switch over to the Irish slang. I want to try a couple of these bad boys, right?
All right.
We're going to read some Irish phrases and guess what they mean. In honor of Matt, the most nothing Love Island character of all time.
Wet the tea.
Sit down there and relax. Oh, sit down there and relax while I go wet the tea.
I mean, I would assume that's making some tea.
Wet the tea, I would maybe say that's like foreplay. Like, come on, what, make the tea wet.
Oh, wait, are those the answers?
No, it's basically like a sentence. It basically just means go to get like your favorite drink. I didn't know you guys wanted to guess them, so I just thought you wanted to show off your fancy Irish accent.
Yeah, deal.
Pretty close, though. You can guess.
Okay. Acting the maggot? Stop acting the maggot, you naughty hobgoblin.
Stop acting the maggot, you naughty hobgoblin.
What the fuck is that? Like you're being like a little devious little pest?
Yeah, basically.
You're being annoying, okay.
That's how we say that in America. Stop being a devious little pest, dude.
Tyler, quit being a devious little pest and do your homework.
That dose is going round. Oh, yeah, that's like, it's like you got COVID, basically.
Yeah. Brad's got the flu. God help him. That dose is going around. I heard he got it from the Pfizer vaccine. What? He shouldn't have taken it. I told him that he should just stay away from those pokes. That's the full sentence.
Yeah, nice.
That dose is going around.
That dose is that what they say about COVID? I lost me taste and me smell. That dose is going round.
Probably. Is that what it means, Kyle?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay.
Okay, what's next? Whale of a time. Oh, that's like, it was lit.
Yeah.
Whale of a time? It was a whale of a time.
Sounds like a Green Day album.
It was a, it does. It was a Wale of a time. That's when you see Wale play at a club in fucking, where were we?
Yeah, we've done that.
Where were we?
Penn State.
We went out to like the main student club there and Wale played.
For exactly 11 minutes.
It was horrible.
I mean, he was there to get his 40K and dip.
Yeah. I mean, he did what he had to do.
Yeah, he definitely did what he had to do.
That was definitely in the contract. You have to play for 11 minutes on the nose, and he didn't play for a single minute longer than that.
Nah, he was out of there.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Sucking diesel.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you're... That's
sucking. Oh, yeah. Now you're sucking diesel, my filthy boyo. I can't even do an Irish accent.
That's when two bros suck each other off. Now you're sucking diesel, my filthy boyo.
I think it's just drinking again, but that's way better.
Sucking diesel,
man.
The jacks. Tell you what.
You get another round while I head to the jacks. It's got to be to take a piss.
Oh,
right?
Like, yeah, the pisser.
Nailed it.
The loo, as they would say, across the
smaller pond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drinking word. These are words for drinking. Lash. Let's go on the lash this Sunday.
Okay.
On the tear. We were on the tear. Ossified. We got ossified off 2 pints of Gat.
That sounds like a nerd word. I don't believe that. I don't believe Irish people would say a nerdy ass word like that.
Ossified.
We got ossified this weekend.
It kind of sounds like annihilated or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like it sounds kind of like an action word.
But the, yeah. Okay. Maybe the, yeah. All right. I'll take it back.
Is that it? All right. Oh, thanks for joining us for the Irish slang.
Oh, you're sucking diesel now.
No.
No, you're sucking diesel now, my filthy boyo.
Say that to your bro next time you guys are drinking.
You're sucking Dude. Diesel now, man.
My filthy boyo.
Who the fuck is Diesel?
What'd you just call me, dog? Dude, you're my filthy boyo. Don't call me filthy, dude. That's weird. This is a filthy boyo right here.
Calling someone filthy is a horny ass word. You filthy little deviant.
You filthy little devious pest.
Dad, why are your pants down?
Because you're my filthy little boy up.
This shit on Unseen Bits. I think we have the full clip of this. It's, I don't even know. It's Liam bowing to Jake. What is the clip?
I don't know. I don't watch Unseen Bits because it sucks. But this is apparently is what happened on it.
Talk over the copyright. All right.
Hi. Are you all right?
What?
You all right?
You all right?
You all right, Liam? Hiya, babe. How are you doing? Why have you brought me up here for? I'm great. I'm just good to you. What about now?
Do you want a coffee?
Wanted a little practice, a little pre-run.
Why?
With Liam.
What is that wig?
What better person than speak to me? I love a bit of dressing up,
mate. Really? The journey started when you arrived for those doors. You blew me away with your flawless looks.
Dude, they really are just so bored.
Yeah, they got nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
And the way you make me feel, I've never felt this way before. Okay? You make me nervous, which takes me back to when I was a young lad, experiencing my first childhood love.
Well, make me laugh. But you don't remember? You fucked up, mate. You fucked up. So grow back all of the sets, man.
The space apart from me and you has really reminded me how I don't want to be without you.
Is this the poem that he
wrote? Yeah, it's the poem that he wrote.
And she's acting like Millie.
Yeah.
fucked up, babe. I'm absolutely crazy about you. Never had this feeling before.
This bit's going on really long.
Millie should watch this clip and be really worried that Liam can go into character for her in front of his boy.
Yeah, yep. He's acting exactly the same.
The fact that his delivery is exactly the same. He hit that.
Yeah, you really did.
I'm absolutely crazy about you.
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah.
It's great, mate. Yeah. Look into her eyes. Look into her eyes.
You killed it, you filthy little boyo. Look into her eyes.
Look into her eyes when you say it.
Right into her eyes. What?
Hey. So yeah, so what else got messed up? It was Faye and Teddy.
Well, now we got these two new folks.
Yeah.
Villa.
Apparently Priya is like a Tory. I guess she said like her man crush Monday is like Boris Johnson.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh man.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, bro, she looks like fucking Anne Hathaway out of like a Monster Munch bag. Like she's like, it's like the same sort of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Similar vibe. Yeah.
That's why, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Boris, right
that's
there.
That's a filthy boy. Right
yeah, that's
there.
A filthy boy for sure.
Yeah, I don't, is it something like where she's like, I'm in love with his policies, so he's like my, it's like, you know, my man crush Monday is Biden because of, you know, he's
I don't know
the way he's dealing with COVID, or she really, she wants to fuck him.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's probably like a, I think that'd be the equivalent of like a MAGA mom or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, she seems so out of place on that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Way too proper.
I don't like when they bring in people like that. Hugo's kind of the same way, where it's like they think they're smarter than everyone else. Like,
yeah.
The first thing she says, I'm a med student. She was like, guess what I do? Because I want to hear you, you know, when they're like talking about careers and she's like, what do you do? I'm a whatever. What do you do? She's like, guess. It's like, I want to hear what stupid shit you think I do so that I can
tell
surprise
you.
You by my real job that's actually impressive.
It's the lamest thing like, ever.
It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to say you shouldn't like brag about being a med student, but
I'm going to reality shows to tell people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be, yeah.
It's like, no, I'm hot and I have a good job, so.
she's like, I'm in my fifth year, I'm almost done. Someone comes out on like the fucking, you know, the Sun or some shit. They're like, yeah, she's just like a nursing student. She sucks at school. And,
yeah.
She's just been retaking the same year.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
finally going to graduate.
Yeah.
She's leaning on like she's a doctor. I know this girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's apparently, I don't know. I could be wrong about that. We're probably going to get like a lot of English comments. They're like, she's not a fucking Tory. You fucking dick.
What is a Tory? What is that?
This is like ultra conservative person.
Ah, and that's what Boris Johnson is?
Yeah, he was, you know, Brexit and all that.
Ah, gotcha. Sorry, I'm stupid when it comes to this stuff.
Well, so, yeah, apparently she said, like, her man crush Monday is this dude.
I see, so, and so people are, like, giving her heat for it?
I think it's more, like, people are laughing, you know. I guess people were, like, calling for more diversity on the show, and then they just bring this robot person in. She seems like a robot. That's my biggest take from her.
Yeah.
I'm a med student.
I am a med student.
Yeah. I'm here for Teddy. Teddy. Teddy, Faye.
Matt, that's how you know, because that's how you know she's a robot programmed, because
no one would like Matt unless they're programmed to
like Matt.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm sorry.
He has one
stat. Matt, if you're watching.
He has one stat that just trumps it all.
What?
You can be 6'7 and boring.
Yep.
You can be 6'7 and say nothing.
Is he that tall?
He's like 6'6.
He's really tall, yeah.
Look at fucking Liam. That guy just says nothing but like, pussy and asshole and I'm absolutely crazy about you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's got the chat, he's so funny.
Let me see your bottom lips.
Real real insult.
Let me see your underlips. Yeah.
As long as you're tall, it doesn't matter who you are.
It doesn't. Matt is evidence of that, dude. And she also runs ultra marathons too.
Yeah, what kind of shit is that?
I was kinda like,
do you fucking idiot?
Really?
You're turning up the volume.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
talking about her marathon. Well, hold on. Let's hear her out.
100 miles, really? Damn.
I just stop talking. Let me hear. Now I have to rewind it. I don't know the details of her last run.
I run ultra marathons.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, obviously you do. You run on solar power.
And I love how they brought fucking Toby 2.0 in there.
I know.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? I'm more mature. I'm more laid back. Yeah. And I'm also a soccer player.
Yeah.
And I like your girl.
Yeah.
Fucking Chloe winding him up.
That part was really funny, but then also Mary in the interview in the talking head before saying, I just hope he's not a footballer because that was my last ex-boyfriend. And then he comes in and she's like, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a footballer. And she's like, fuck.
She's like,
well, you're fucking hot.
She's just already taking out her earrings. Right, well, I sleep in the fifth bed.
But yeah, sorry, Chloe wanting.
No, yeah,
that was
just
pretty
like,
funny.
Yeah, just fucking with Toby.
That was pretty funny.
I really want to get to know him. I'm just winding you up. And then Toby, like, he had like a brief serial killer moment. He was like, winding me up's not a good idea. You're laughing, but I'm not. He had like this fucked up smile. Yeah. What are you going to do, man?
I took one note of him, like, in Wednesday's episode. I think when he was like finally coming to terms with the fact that he likes Chloe again.
Yeah.
And he's like embracing how much that, like how much he's feeling towards her.
Yeah.
And he said, hold on. He said, I just want to grab her and hug. But it was really like primal the way he said it.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to grab her and hug her, dude.
It's kind of wild, man. We're watching a dude catch feelings for the first time.
I know.
Like in real time.
He's never dated anyone in his life.
When do you think was the first time you caught feelings? Like,
caught him?
Yeah, like, yeah.
In high school.
Not earlier? Yeah. You ever caught, like, no. Elementary school?
Yeah, maybe, no, probably like 8th grade. No, actually, you're right. Middle school. It was middle school.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop like looking at this girl that I had a crush on, and so my teacher, his name was Mr. Z, I think he was like my favorite teacher. He moved me right next to her in the middle of class in front of everyone. He's like, you can't stop looking at her, so I just moved you. Right. Oh. And I was like, you fucker, dude, you fucker.
That's Love Island.
Yeah.
That's Love Island.
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough.
Cody, come talk to me after this lesson. So she told me she likes you. So you need to talk to her during the next lesson. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Right. So, everyone, this is the numerator. We got the... Cody, more talking, please. Thank you.
I was just staring. That's all I was doing.
You were just looking at her and that was
we were like sitting across the classroom from each other. So I was just like... I had a crush on her. So I was like, dude, she's so hot.
So what happened after...
Mr. Z was like, all right, dude. You like, dude, this is so fucked up thinking back to this.
It's
like,
hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was I doing? Like,
probably.
How can you make, like, how do you make it that obvious where the teacher is like, this is a disruption to the class?
How old are you?
Probably like, I don't know, 12.
So you were probably
middle school.
Yeah,
grade,
like,
something like
that. Yeah, like, so like,
sixth grade.
I think you're like 9, 10,
yeah.
Maybe 11. You were not discreet, probably. You probably weren't looking down as much as you were looking up.
Yeah, probably.
Like, that dude was probably talking, and everyone had their head down on the paper.
And I was like, yo.
So what
happened? Every time she kind of looks up and makes eye contact,
what happened after you moved?
The class just laughed at me.
And then?
I had to sit there next to her
for the rest of the year.
Red face for the rest of the class at least. And then the next one, I think we switched around again. But
did you ever close?
Oh, yeah.
You closed?
Yeah.
You got
No, her? I think we kissed.
You got her instant messenger?
I think we like, actually, technically, I think we dated for a little bit, but like didn't do anything because, you know, we're.
Yeah.
Children.
You're 10.
Yeah. But like, I got to say that she was my girlfriend, I'm pretty sure.
This is like the dead opposite. Oh, I just tore my lats real quick.
Rear meniscus.
Oh, this is the bar they had to put in there. They put that in there when I was dead.
Popped out of my spine.
Yeah, I was deadlifting 17,000 pounds.
Yeah.
They had to put that to reinforce my spine.
30% of our bodies are actually metal rods.
Mm-hmm. That's why we got this big. This is the dead opposite of that story, but when I was in preschool... This little girl, I'll never forget this terror. She's a little blonde girl. Her name was Danielle. And she decided I was the one.
Okay.
But the way she decided was not cute. It was like screaming like a banshee and running after me and like just bullying me.
Yeah, sick.
And so it started like, it was kind of like, you know, I was just like meat. Like she's just like, that's the one. And she'd kind of like be loud about it. Like, I want that one. And I'm like, okay. And so I remember that it was like this weird dynamic where I was like forcing myself to make friend groups. Okay. To like hide from her.
Okay.
I remember just like sheer anxiety because I'd never been encountered with a fucking kid, let alone like a girl like that. It was just like two things at the same time. And I just remember her terrorizing most of my preschool experience. So, and then at there are points where I would see her in public and I would like just melt down inside. I'm like, this bitch is, I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but she scared the shit out of me.
She's a man eater.
Straight up. Yeah. I didn't.
Chloe. That's young Chloe.
Yeah.
That
is. Yeah. Basically.
She knows what she wants. She's going to go after
her. Yeah. 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 I give it to me now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Well, yeah, dude. What was your middle school crush's name? What was her name?
I'm not going to air that out right now.
Who's going to know?
What? I'm still like sort of friends with her.
Oh, right.
Like then we went to high school together. Well, for the first couple of years. And
got it.
We still see each other every now and then, but she's like married or something. I don't know.
Sick.
Yeah.
You should tell her husband the story. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. I kissed your girl in sixth grade.
Bro, I could not stop staring at your girl. Like way back when, it was like 20 years ago.
Well, you're her husband? Sick. Yeah, I kissed her first. It's cool, man. Whoa, eating my leftovers. What's up, man?
Sloppy seconds. What's up,
my
Steve?
Boy. My boy. This guy loves a sloppy Joe. Let me tell you.
How's it taste, bro? Now, how's it taste? For real.
This episode has gone completely off the rails.
What are we even talking about, you know?
I mean, I think
Love Island, right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, I think we hit it all. I mean, I don't know what.
No, we got it all, for sure.
So what's next?
Predictions.
So there's going to be definitely one more recoupling.
Yes. I think that Teddy and that new robot girl.
I think that's going to happen.
I think it might happen too. I don't think that Faye and Teddy thing is going to, I think he's probably like, nah.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think the new footballer will get with Mary, but I think they're going to get voted out.
Yeah.
I don't think they just have like a strong. It's just like whenever you come from Castle Moor, like Matt's lucky to have gotten this far.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like most people from Castle Moor don't stick around.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably out.
Dale got ousted.
Yeah. Dale.
Dale. You're right. He is Conor McGregor. I didn't see it before, but now I totally saw
someone
it.
Was like,
said that, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Someone's like, does Noel think Conor McGregor invented tattoos? I'm like, it's not the tattoos,
it's
dude.
His face.
It's the same face structure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got that same crazy ass, like, denture smile, just
yeah.
So, yeah, predictions. That's it. I think Faye. The fact that Faye didn't get voted out is nuts to me.
I know.
So,
I couldn't believe Jake was bottom three, but I mean, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it because he's a snake.
Yeah,
but I was surprised that it's normally like you said, it's new people,
mm-hmm.
people that the audience don't know as well. So they're like, yeah, you know,
who cares?
Yeah.
That's how bad his shit was.
Yeah.
The fact that that would be worse to people than what Faye did, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who's going to win it all? You think Liam and Millie. I think Toby and Chloe, man.
Really?
I think they'll win it.
No, I think it's going to be
because
Liam for sheets.
I think the two of them, Chloe and Toby, are much more like lovable.
Yeah.
And everyone appreciates, like, Toby's just like, man, like, you just shake your head. You're like, fucking Toby.
Yeah.
But, like, people love him. Like, he's almost like a Labrador. Like, you dumb dog. Like, whatever.
It is pretty funny, his like, arc that he's taken.
Yeah.
Where he was, like, such a fucking idiot, fuckboy, didn't know what he wanted. And now he's like,
yeah.
Just fully, he's like, my hands are in this girl's heart.
Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants. She could crush me.
When he said that,
damn,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
and I think Chloe's like a real genuine person.
Yeah,
so, I think they're a better story than Liam and Millie, because Liam is just groveling because he got caught.
Yeah,
and he's just, you know, he's still like a horny fucker at the end of the day.
Yeah. He's you know what he is? A filthy boyo.
Yeah, he's a filthy boyo.
He is.
Oh, you're sucking diesel
he's
now?
Sucking diesel.
What a phrase, man. Oh, we went out to the Lash last night and we were sucking diesel.
Diesel, it was a whale of a night.
All right, you dirty hobgoblins. We'll see you next week.
Oh, shishai, see you next week.